Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
G'day, how do you do? Good morning. This is Mac and Nicole with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the state government has been slammed for abandoning pill testing services as a new and extremely potent synthetic opioid was found in wastewater tests. The Queensland Crisafulli government has chosen to not renew its contract with the Bowen Hills and Burley Heads testing sites, with doors set to close on April 4. It comes as synthetic drug nitazine was first discovered by the pill testing site in Brisbane last year, which prompted a health alert. The drug and its derivatives are three times as potent and dangerous as fentanyl.
Heavy rainfall is continuing throughout outback Queensland and North Queensland, with both areas receiving major flood warnings. There is also a severe weather warning for areas in the central west, which may impact Longreach, Barcaldine and Winton. Residents in Townsville are being warned to be alert, but not alarmed, as they prepare for potential flooding.
In national news, the Northern Territory government plans to make changes to the Northern Territory Sacred Sites Act, aiming to streamline the application process for conducting work in or near protected Indigenous sacred sites. Lands Planning and Environment Minister Joshua Burgoyne stated the arrangements would include Aboriginal Areas Protection Authority certificates to be transferred when properties are sold and introducing infringement notices for minor breaches. This proposed legislation amendment follows heavy criticism regarding current laws from the Territory's pastoralists lobby and sparked concerns from one of the Northern Territory's largest land councils.
A Sydney woman is calling for a change in privacy laws after being unknowingly filmed by an American influencer. The Instagram influencer was wearing glasses with an embedded camera and was insistently trying to get the woman's number to go on a date. He later uploaded the footage. The woman was unable to have the video removed from Instagram after contacting the man and the parent company Meta. She first reached out to the company after other Sydney women reported similar interactions with the man.
And in international news, over 1,000 Turkish protesters have been detained following the jailing of Istanbul Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu. Mr. İmamoğlu, Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan's biggest political rival, was detained from his home on Wednesday, just days before he was set to be named as a candidate in the next presidential election. Although authorities in Istanbul banned protesting following the arrest, hundreds and thousands of protesters have still taken to the streets. It is currently the fifth day of protests in Turkey. Critics say the arrest signifies a dangerous turning point for Turkey as Erdogan seeks to extend his rule.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a high chance of showers. It is currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. There is no fire danger today, and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.